This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. We are back here on the Mason Crump.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Crosby Show. My name is Andy Herman. Thanks so much for giving us a listen today. A huge thank you to Frank Madden for joining us in the past hour to past segment, to talk some Milwaukee Bucks basketball. We are being joined now by the one and only Andrew Mertzeg. You can find him on the Draft Fellows podcast as well as on the Pack-A-Day podcast. You can find him on Blue Sky at Andrew Mertzeg. Andrew, thanks so much for your patience, my friend. Always great chatting with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Always appreciate you taking the time. The million different places that we could start, Andrew, but I know recently you did a two-round mock draft, and I have to start by asking you, I know we're getting into draft season closer and closer and closer. Who did you have the Packers going with in that two-round mock draft, and what positions are we thinking about? What were you targeting, and how did you go through that process?
Yeah, so I'm a little nervous to answer this one because of how it turned out, but at this point, like, this is mock draft 6.0 for me. So we're really just toying with ideas and see what sticks. We're not to the point where we're doing predictive stuff yet. But when you're looking at it from a league-wide perspective, you have to be careful as a Packers fan not to, like, try to get the right players to fall to 23 and, you know, then get really excited about what Green Bay could do. It's trying to look at it realistically. And in all honesty, I didn't love the way the board fell for the Packers. That's maybe a common theme. We'll maybe talk about that a little bit as well. But like, I think it's probably important to focus on like what positions fell and not maybe the players. But in the first round, I went with defensive back Jadae Barron out of Texas, and he might not be the perfect fit. I know there may be too much overlap with Javon Bullard from last year, but like, man, he's just such a good player. And maybe ideally he's a slot corner, but I think there's enough with him to slide him outside or do something really creative in the Jeff Hafley defense. Like, I think back to last year, Washington had a lot of success with Mike Sanristil at corner, who was also considered maybe too small or too slow to play outside, but he was just awesome down the stretch and in the playoffs. And Barron is a really good athlete, just maybe not like elite long speed, but he is super physical. He's an exceptional tackler. He always seems to take the right angle, really, really fantastic ball skills. So there's a reason why he gets a lot of Brian Branch comps, and like, maybe not the perfect fit in the Packers defense, but he is a baller, and I like the way he plays and find myself wishing the Packers had a player like him. So I had him landing in the first round. In the second round, it was another Texas player, actually, wide receiver Isaiah Bond. And this is where I get even into more trouble with the Packers people who are obsessed with thresholds, because Bond is too small for the Packers' ideal wide receivers. He's probably going to weigh in like 175 pounds, but he's an absolute blur. And if you need a Christian Watson replacement, this is a guy who can really take the top off of defenses. He played in Alabama under Nick Saban. He transferred to another great coaching staff in Texas. And like, he was getting a lot of buzz really early in the fall. But I think he's a prospect people just get bored with how fun he is throughout the process. So probably not a Packer also, but he's somebody I really like and would be an interesting Watson replacement.
Yeah, both of those would be very, very interesting. And I do think sometimes we can get a little bit too caught up in the thresholds. We had a great conversation with Mark Oldacres earlier. He brought up the versatility piece of it. And when you talk about the first round pick, you know, somebody that can play multiple positions, we know that that's something that Green Bay values. And, you know, height is, to some extent, be damned a little bit, because Green Bay is going to have to find somebody that can stretch the field. And it's kind of a difficult chore to figure out who that's going to be for Green Bay, whether it's in free agency or via the draft. So, you know what, they might have to go outside at some point to find somebody who can do that. Whether that's, this scenario or not, that kind of remains to be seen. But I think they may have to get a little bit creative at that wide receiver position.
Yeah, I always say everything's a trend until it isn't. And like, Packers don't draft linebackers in the first round, but then they drafted Quay Walker. They don't draft old guys in the first round, then they draft Devontae Wyatt. So like, I'm not saying that they go out of their way to break their trends or thresholds or whatever you want to call them, but they do make exceptions from time to time, and there may be some need to do that this year.
Yeah, I think so too. Is kind of Green Bay goes through free agency before they get to the draft. We know that Green Bay is a draft and develop team, and they're going to stack their board best player available. Of course, some positional needs are going to go into that as well. But how could you potentially see free agency changing their draft philosophy? Meaning, if they do pick up a big time wide receiver, does that change the need at wide receiver? Like, how could those things potentially be in flux depending on what they do in free or don't do in free agency?
Yeah, I do think, I mean, it's nice that the Packers have some free agency money to spend, but also there's a lot of teams around the league that have a lot of money to spend. So they're in a good cap situation, but it may be difficult. Prices increase throughout free agency. You typically tack on a 20% surcharge to somebody's normal contracts to get them in the open market. So maybe the Packers decide to use their money to sign a mid-level free agent at the positions that we perceive as needs, like interior offensive line, edge, corner, and then they could just really jump into the draft without a true big need and then allow them to take the best player available. And I get it, like, why people are under, or why people get annoyed with, like, the BPA terminology with the Packers, but the key to me is you don't need to rush a draft pick into playing right away. So, like, let's say you sign a player like cornerback Christian Fulton from the Chargers, probably a mid-tier free agent, but you have a solid day one starter, and you could bring along a day one or day two rookie cornerback to kind of, like, ease them in throughout this season and be a little bit more intentional with them rather than having to force rookies into starting roles like we've seen the Packers have to do at some points in the past.
Yeah, I think that makes a ton of sense. And we know that Brian Gutekunst will double and triple up on positions from time to time. So we'll see if he goes, you know, home makeover edition, you know, cornerback edition this year and completely make that over and grab a, you know, two or three guys via free agency in the draft. We're being joined by Andrew Mertek, Draft Fellows Podcast, and of course the Pack a Day Podcast as well. You can find him on social media on Blue Sky at Andrew Mertek. I know you've been studying this draft pretty hardcore, Andrew. So just kind of give the listeners a thought of where are the strengths and weaknesses in this draft and how could that help and or hurt the Packers?
Yeah, I mean, I think the draft appears to be super strong at edge, corner, probably defensive line as well. And I'd argue the Packers could take multiple players at any one of those positions and be getting really good value and quality there. I think early in the process, there was a lot of consternation about the quality of this year's draft class, but I actually really like it. It's just that there's not like an elite quarterback. There's not an elite offensive tackle, at least not yet. And there's certainly not an elite wide receiver. So there's not the crazy storylines that we typically get out of a draft class. It's not as exciting as, you know, seeing a quarterback we've been talking about for the last 4 years in college. There's no like Joe Alt's superstar left tackle gonna plug and play from day one, and there's not like the necessarily the high-end wide receiver talent we've seen in the past few years, but there's a lot of really, really quality players, and I think they do tend to match the needs of the Green Bay Packers. So in that regard, it's really good for the needs and the strengths to align.
Absolutely love it. And I do think it is going to, we hear this every year. It's not that strong of a draft class. And then you get into the draft and everyone's like, yep, but we hope we can get into this spot or well, this player falls to us. And we sort of repeat the cycle. It feels like almost every single year. Again, being joined by Andrew Mertek, Draft Fellows Podcast, as well as the Packaday Podcast. He and Kyle Fellows are doing a phenomenal series right now in Packaday on the clock where they are going pick by pick for about 10 minutes each day and, you know, kind of breaking down what the team on the clock is thinking. So if you haven't checked that out yet, make sure to do so. One of the more fun aspects of this, Andrew, is, you know, kind of getting the players that you fall in love with and want to see fall to Green Bay at 23 or throughout the course of the draft. So let me just ask you this. Who are your early draft crushes as you've been going through these prospects so far?
Yeah, the one player I just can't shut up about is wide receiver Alek Iomanure out of Stanford. And just like super intriguing. He is a literal track athlete. But he also plays with a physicality and a tenacity as a blocker that is so fun to watch on tape. And he was recruited by all of the elite academic institutions, finally landed at Stanford. And like what I love about his tape is I can't even really like justify this, but it seems in every single game by the middle of the second quarter, and sometimes even earlier, the defensive backs keep trying to fight him. And that's because he's so physical as a blocker. Like, he's just moving people. He plays through the echo of the whistle. Just so fun. And, like, maybe this guy is like Anquan Boldin. Maybe he hits Hines Ward. Maybe he never reaches those heights. but just such a fun player for me. And like, I have nightmares of him ending up with like San Francisco or the Rams or the Lions.
Lions, I was going
to
say.
Being a pain in the Packers' rear ends for years and years to come. Another player I really love is edge / defense lineman Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M. And he really is rising a lot of draft boards now. Somebody I latched on to in like mid to late fall, and now all of a sudden he's getting like mid to top end first round talk. But he's 6'6", 291, super crazy length. Ben's like a player his size should absolutely not be able to do. He can play a little bit inside, he can play a little bit outside. I think of like a DeForest Buckner, or if you want like a throwback name, Calais Campbell. This guy has so much juice, and I think he's going to be really, really good.
Yeah, he's a really, really intriguing player. Obviously, somewhat of a polarizing figure, but like you said, it seems like more and more people are kind of coming around to him. Again, Andrew Mertzegg, follow him on Blue Sky, at Andrew Mertzegg. All right, this is a question I've been asking everyone, so I want to ask you as well. As before we get to draft season, we're going to get to free agency and probably trade season as well. If you could have your wish, what free agent and or trade would you be targeting if you were the Packers?
Yeah, from a free agency standpoint, I know you have said this before, but I feel like you're stealing my stuff. And that's Saints cornerback Paulson Adebo. And
there you go.
I've heard you talking about him on Pack-A-Day, but he was such a massive draft crush of mine when he was coming out of Stanford. He was my 16th ranked prospect in 2021. And I don't know that anybody had him anywhere close to that high at the time, but New Orleans likely can't re-sign him because of their cap situation. He's probably going to take a one-year prove-it deal coming off of that broken leg. And, like, he has a decent starter floor. Sounds like the injury recovery is going great. But also, like, a really high upside as a younger player who could just now be coming into his prime. So I absolutely love that. And then, like, you know, trades. Every time I get my hopes up that the Packers are going to make the big trade, it just crushes me. And, you know, that's on me. But as Michael Scott said, I'm ready to be hurt again. I think, you know, when you have Myles Garrett and Max Crosby both rumored to be available, it has to raise the eyebrows of Brian Gutekunst, especially after watching Philly in the Super Bowl. And I don't know, Vegas is really seemingly pushing Max Crosby ending up in Green Bay, and they always know stuff we don't. So maybe night one of the draft sees Green Bay not actually making a selection in the first round at home.
That would be a unbelievable, like, just turn of events. Can you imagine Green Bay if, you know, pick 23 is on the clock and somehow they were able to keep it a secret that they're actually trading for Max Crosby, utilizing that pick instead? I think the town would go absolutely nuts. I think it'd be chaos. And it's not like this is like completely unheard of, because when AJ Brown got traded from the Titans to the Eagles, like, that was something that nobody had on their radar. Maybe it happened a little bit before they went on the clock, but it wasn't by much, if I remember correctly. And that came out of nowhere. So unless I'm misremembering it entirely, which is possible. So like, maybe it could happen, but man, would that be an unbelievable story if they were able to pull that off somehow?
Yeah, and I don't know how the Packers would pull this off, but you got to sneak them into town and then have them come out and announce the trade, right?
Well, if there's a time to try to sneak anyone into Green Bay, it's when, like, there's a million other people here, which is usually not the case. So maybe it'd be a little bit easier with all the hustle and bustle of everything that's going on. Are you gonna be in Green Bay for the draft, Andrew?
Unfortunately not. We have a big vacation that ended up having to get planned around that time. So gotcha. I had my flight booked, but won't end up making it there now.
All right, so in just coming up in a little bit, I'm going to be going through some bold offseason predictions, as I did on the Pack-A-Day show today. Just going to kind of be going through them a little bit quick. But give me your best bold offseason prediction for Green Bay that you think actually could come to fruition.
Yeah, I think I just ruined it. I actually probably like the Myles Garrett trade a little bit better, just because his cap hit is so tiny this year. He's only going to be on the books for a team that acquires him for about $5 million. So it still gives the Packers lots of flexibility. But there's something telling me it's Max Crosby, and like, not just like he's maybe the ideal fit for Green Bay, but also like the connections with Josh Jacobs and Passaccia, and, I feel like he's a great fit for this defense. I think the draft compensation makes sense. I think the Raiders might be looking to actually move on from him. So yeah, that's my wild prediction, Max Crosby in Green Bay.
us getting super hyped up for Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, Josh Sweat, Khalil Mack, only to end up with Azeez Ojulari is going to be the most Green Bay Packers offseason in the history of Green Bay Packers offseasons. But there's nobody better to chat with it than with Andrew Murtagh. You mentioned earlier, it feels like I'm just stealing your takes. That's actually the entire story of my success. I've just actually gone through and stolen your takes for the last like 4 or 5 years and created a radio show, podcast, everything else out of it. So thank you for everything that you've given me through the years. I do want to mention that.
Well, that is absolutely not true, but I appreciate your humbleness in allowing me to have that spotlight.
You're the absolute best. You're the only person with a Pack-A-Day podcast tattoo, which will, I think, probably remain the case unless somebody else decides to get one. Maybe I'll get one down the road, and then we can have matching ones. But somewhere down the road, Andrew, you're the absolute best. Where can we follow all of your incredible work?
Yeah, you, as you mentioned before, you can find me on Blue Sky, but also just check out the Draft Fellows. We're on YouTube, and you can find us on X or Blue Sky as well.
Of course, he does that with Kyle Fellows, who we're going to be talking to on the Pack-A-Day radio show Thursday later this week. So looking forward to that conversation as well. Andrew, you're the best. We'll talk to you soon. All right, my friend.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You bet. You as well. When we come back, we're going to be going to those phones. So get those phone calls in or text to the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line 414-677-1250. This is the Mason Crosby Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.